Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show, and thanks for joining us as always here on Conscious Talk. And we love that you're part of our Conscious Talk family. I've been reading a lot lately, and so is Rob. You know, we read a lot of books, but we also read magazines and articles and things on the internet. And I've been reading a lot about animals lately. And one of the things that Rob and I love to do is we love to do healings with animals, and we've been doing that a lot in the last 4 years, especially with horses. And speaking of horses,
yeah.
I just posted a video.
Yes, you did, a beautiful one about a healing horse, mm-hmm. one that actually goes into hospitals.
Yes.
Yeah, it's an amazing story. But here's the thing. When we work with horses, what's most interesting, and it kind of shows their capacity and the capacity of so many animals that we notice with all kinds of pets, how they are available for us. Usually when there's something, what we have discovered, when there's a problem with the horse, it's because there's a problem with its owner. Yes, it's true. So we're not just working on a horse, we're working on the horse and their people.
Yes. And also, they're just so amazing with these great big hearts. You get within 4 feet of a horse, and they can sense your heartbeat and know the emotional state that you're in, which is just amazing. So the video that I posted is up on our Facebook page at conscioustalk.net. Just click on the F icon. It'll take you there. It is a beautiful, amazing video of a horse that is a healing horse. And yes, they have them around. Usually they're little ponies.
There's a full size. This is like 1,300 or 1,400 pounds of love.
Yes.
You know, riding the elevator in a hospital. So, you know, we love this emphasis on animals because it helps us realize our own humanity. That's why we talk about them.
And also, it really helps us to understand that animals care. They have emotions, they have feelings, they know their family members, they truly care, they're loving, and it's really how we treat them that they turn out one way or another. So if you can respect them, honor them, love them, cherish them, they give us so much in service to humanity.
Right, and remember to visit your local shelter because now they are repopulating with animals. And, you know, don't ignore the old ones. They need homes too, and you'll enjoy the love you get. And we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, so, you know, we've gone through a time of great significance, and for many of us, trauma. Since it's time for another session of Down to Earth Spirituality with Dr. Devana Vedrie, we thought we might ask her if we couldn't just move on. Is that a little bit naive? Well, we're about to find out. And now we welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we are. We're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time. As always, that listener is you.
Well, if you are a longtime listener, or even just for the past so many months, you realize that we do this down-to-earth spirituality session once a month with Dr. Devana Vedrie, our favorite transformational healer who happens to be right here in the Northwest. So we will give you those details, how you can get in contact at the end of the show. But we love to see what kind of subject matter will come up. And today, well, you know, we're talking about what we've been in and can we move on from it? Can we just move on? Devana, welcome back.
Hello.
Well, can we just move on, please?
Yes, question mark at the
exactly.
end. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. So, and that's so much, you know, we can be very cavalier about those types of, let it go, or, you know, just move on, you know, and to understand that if we could, we would. And I feel often that that is what's forgotten. Mm-hmm. And also that those things that show up in our lives that we would like to move on from, we would like to stop creating them or feeling a certain way, those things are very valuable to our awakening and to our evolution. And to just move on as though there's something wrong with the fact that we continue to create it or call it forth again or let it go and then call it back is a bit of a harshness to ourselves. To just go, oh, get over it, or, oh, just move on, let it go. And there's wisdom in all of those sentiments, but in how I just expressed that, it's a level of criticism, judgment, and impatience, as opposed to the understanding that it's there again and we are experiencing it again because there's a deeper opportunity for release, a deeper understanding in consciousness, and a deeper embrace of ourselves and a deeper loving of ourselves available. Mm. And when we can really realize and remember that, then we're going to be more willing to give it the attention and the credence that it needs for us to find that place of peace, deep peace, so that we can let it go.
So, Devana, let me ask you this. When you say... and we've heard you say this before, but when you say something is more available, can we connect that up to what's happening with consciousness in general and what we are, what we speak of as the shift?
Yes. So in terms of the shift in consciousness, what we're seeing is an expanded awakening. Mm-hmm. We're seeing people connect dots in ways that they never have before. Mm-hmm. We're seeing people attend things in their lives that maybe have needed to be attended for most of their lives. Mm-hmm. And they're now willing to attend them and are seeking their freedom. And so what happens in that is that statements like just move on or just go with it, it's like, no, this is precious. Mm-hmm. These connecting of the dots, the willingness that's emerging through many, many people is precious. It has been a long time in coming, and it holds great value and promise for humanity because that is what is restored as we more deeply embrace ourselves, the ones in our lives, and our world. Mm-hmm. That is what that deeper loving makes those things more important. Mm-hmm. It connects us more.
It feels like, Devana, when we acknowledge those things that maybe the personality, ego, mind wants to say, oh, just let it go, just get over it, move on, when we actually embrace exactly what is in that moment about whatever that is and allow ourselves to settle in more deeply, really what it feels to me like you're saying is then we get a much deeper healing than if we just skim the surface of it. And that's why it comes back, because we haven't really completely embraced and allowed ourselves to deeply sink into whatever it is. without that judgment and that criticism and even the fear around it, because it's there for us. It's there to help us to heal and grow and expand. Is that basically what we're talking about?
Yes, and to understand that it's not done until it's done. Mm-hmm. And as much as we would like it to be done, where we'd never really want to look at that ever again, that if it shows itself, our motion is to attend it, to stay present with it, to acknowledge it, and even to be able to be with that thought of, wow, I thought I was over this. Mm-hmm. Or, wow, I thought I was through this. To be able within the self to acknowledge that, not from a judgment place, but almost from a surprised place. Mm-hmm. Because we don't know when it's done until it's done. Mm-hmm. The beauty of it, though, is that when it really, really, really is done and we can look back at the growth that it provided us, and we can look back at who we were when we were in the middle of it and who we were, you know, 2 years ago, and we look at that and then we see, oh, I see how it wasn't completed. Mm-hmm. I see the tentacles of it that still had me. Mm-hmm. And in that, we start to embrace the rightness of our lives, of our choices, and of our evolution, and we really have an opportunity to embrace that the divine has been with us every step of the way, mm-hmm. encouraging us, rooting for us, showing us this pattern over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm. We even get to embrace the challenge of it, because when we can look back and see how much growth we've experienced, it's like, wow, I am today not the same person I was 6 months ago, 2 months ago, 2 years ago. And the challenge of it was so that we had that greater growth, that deeper settling into who we really are. Then we can really grasp the challenge and be with it. Otherwise, we kind of push that challenge away or on the back burner a little bit. But if we can just remember that, how good was it? How good did it get once we got here? Then we can really embrace those challenges.
And that becomes the challenge, is remembering that it's here because we're calling forth our freedom from it.
Yes.
It's not here to bury us. It's not here to be a pain pattern or structure just because we've decided we were bad at some point. That is not the point and purpose of it. It's here for us to embrace it, love it, make peace with it, and let it go.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's a big, powerful message, folks, and hopefully you can let that soak in to your being, because that's really what you're speaking, Devonna, is the truth.
Yeah, and we're talking about transparency, you know, not just in the things without us, but the things within us. And that's what we're here to work on. Mm-hmm. And that's why we do these down-to-earth spirituality sessions with Dr. Devonna Vedrea. We are going to continue with this one, looking at this idea of just moving on, ? I love that, Devonna. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven PowerPH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Have you ever wished there was a drug-free solution to inflammation and pain that was safe, easy, and didn't involve a doctor? Now there is. It's called the Avacyn, and it's the best investment we've ever made. Others have described it as the ultimate anti-aging machine. This amazing FDA Class 2 cleared device is changing lives by giving relief from pain and inflammation. Users place their hand inside a vacuum chamber, which uses negative pressure and heat to safely infuse heat into the circulatory system, raising blood temperature approximately 1 degree, which reduces blood thickness and increases microvascular circulation. This is where the body heals, gets its nutrients, and pain and inflammation are reduced at the core level. To find out more, go to nulifeventures.com/intentional healing or call 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909 for all the information you need on the Avacyn medical device.
More than a conversation. Conscious Talk Radio. What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622. Or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magoroku Lotion and the Hadayubi Moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. Ohira's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
Organic, free range, and fresh daily. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and we are in our once-a-month down-to-earth spirituality session with Dr. Devana Vedrì. You know, you can find out more about Dr. Devana by going to drdevana.com. That's drdivanna.com. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. So, Devana, the subject matter you brought to us today was just move on. Question mark, question mark, question mark. It's like we get to a point, you know, I keep going back, and I know I've mentioned this in many of the segments we've done with you, what Mother, Divine Mother used to say to me about when I would just, you know, be really upset that something that had been with me for a long time showed up again, knocking on my door, and I'd complain about it and cry about it. And she would always say, beloved, when you're completely saturated with it, and of course that means, I mean, it meant to me, not only saturated with the problem, but then with really just embracing it and having it so that I could finish it up, I could move on. Is that kind of where we're going?
That is one of the places that we're going today, that we call forth these experiences not to punish ourselves, not to because we were bad, or, you know, none of those things exist in terms of the divine, in terms of karma. None of that is that way. You know, we've assigned certain things to that, but that is not how that works. And so part of what occurs is that we're calling forth certain lessons. And when we come into a life experience, we come to that kind of prepackaged with certain things in consciousness that we want to evolve. And we want that deeper surrender. And so in a lifetime, we will choose our parents and that type of life structure to fit the consciousness that we're wanting to have more clarity, understanding, or surrender in. Mm-hmm. It's not an accidental framing. Mm-hmm. And so when we can really embrace that, when we can really embrace that from the parents we chose to the astrological structure we put together for our time and day of birth, that all of it is pointed in a direction so that we can maximize our lessons, learnings, life experiences. Mm-hmm. When we can really embrace that and understand that, it changes our life from being this random, almost accidental experience to one that was designed with great intention, wisdom, and purpose, and a tremendous amount of thought and love, from the degree of challenge to the things that are crossing our paths that are helpful and assistive to us. Just all of it has been designed to maximize our movement in our lifetime.
Mm-hmm. It really harkens back to, again, we'll say it again, we've said it 1,000 times on this show, everything is for us. Everything. There's nothing against us other than what we make up in our mind. And that is the illusion. And if we put our belief in that, that's how we experience it. But it's not really the truth of us.
Yeah, well, the illusion being that we had nothing to do with it.
Yes.
And we have everything to do with
yes.
it.
Yes.
Alarmingly so.
Yes, I know. That's a shocking revelation, isn't it? You know, I mean, people, it's so much fun. People in the spiritual community, you know, they love to play with a lot of these concepts. And they go, oh, yes, we chose our parents. We did all of these things. This is the life. But on the ground here, as soon as something gets a little uncomfortable, they're screaming, this couldn't have been me, or why is God doing this to me?
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
I heard that a lot growing up, yeah. And then I said it a lot for the first 30 years of my life.
Yeah.
And that's so much the nature of it.
Mm-hmm.
And to understand that one of the toughest, I would say, pills to swallow is motioning into the awareness that we are creating our world, and we're creating our reality, and we are responding to whatever stimulation is being brought in the ways that make sense to us. And sometimes we forget that those things are there for us, and that there's great growth potential sitting in those things.
Mm-hmm.
So often we want to deny that and pretend a whole bunch of other things.
Right.
And yet, unfortunately, what that does is it just has us repeat the pattern and repeat the pattern and repeat the pattern and deny our own growth and movement often.
Yes. And that results in a lot of struggling in life and even suffering to a large degree, depending on how set you are and stubborn you are in, you must be the victim of this. This couldn't have possibly been something that you called forth in your life. Why would you do that to yourself? And that's the question, Devonna, we hear from a lot of clients. Well, then, but why would I do this to myself?
Yes, and yet that's an amazingly great question, because it's starting to crack the shell of, well, why would I? What could be right about this?
Right.
And when a person turns and asks that question, that's exactly what they're starting to explore.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I do that? What could be right about that? What does it bring me? And when you start to look at that, you may not know the answer to that question right off, but the fact that you're taking that lens and you're changing the focus, you can know that just at the utterance of that question, the universe, literally, it's like a gong goes off in the universe, and it changes the frequency and the vibration of that victimed pattern to the extent that you start to see the universe forms to the question, and you start to see all the things that are the answer to that question. Mm-hmm. And it may show up in your dreams. It may show up in some memories that you might haven't thought about for 30 years.
Right.
And you're thinking about it, or you see a photo, an old family photo or something, or someone mentions something that you completely forgot about.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly you're like, oh, and you really understand, I see.
Yeah.
I see what the effect of, I see why, I see where it's brought me. I see what I thought was true back in the day and why I chose to emulate my mother, let's say, because I needed her love. Mm. Or I remember being so afraid. I was anxious in school almost every day for what appeared to be no reason.
Mm-hmm.
But now I can see the dots are starting to connect.
Mm-hmm.
So when you change that type of a question, because that's a very transformative question,
mm-hmm.
and you change that question, literally you are sending a signal to the universe that's basically saying, I am wanting to embrace this. I am wanting to awaken to this.
Yes. And I really feel
it will respond. Yes.
Right. Yeah. And I feel it needs to be followed up with, why would I do this to myself, with what is right about this? That's where we want to get to. We want to get to what's right about it, because it is the right thing for you, or you wouldn't have called it forth. It's so interesting, Devonna, how we see God, if you will, that God makes mistakes. God created gays, and God created transgenders, and God created a suffering, and God created this. And that's all a big mistake. And yet that is completely a lie and a huge illusion, that the God of all that is could even make a mistake. I think it's just such an arrogance in us to even assume that and think about it, that there could have been a mistake made and that we could draw or call something into our life that would be a mistake.
Well, I think that that's, you know, you have an interesting phrase in the all that is, because as our awareness grows, we're starting to get that there is a whole lot more. And it's really about our seeing and becoming aware than something that we're stuck to. And, you know, that's why we are these creative beings. Well, we're going to be running off to a break. I want to remind you, Dr. Devonna's website is drdivanna.com. That's drdevonna.com. We are talking about Just Move On, ? And we'll be right back.
What does healing mean to you? Are you physically in pain, emotionally distraught, spiritually adrift, mentally confused, frightened, driven by thoughts of the past or future? After years of healing work on ourselves and others, Rob and I have developed energetic and vibrational methods to help you heal your body and transform your consciousness to support a new level of well-being and health. All these energetic bodies, when in balance, physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental, contribute to your overall health and well-being. This timing calls for us to wake up and become who we really are, leaving behind the illusion that getting sick and old is normal. Let us help you reach a new level of health and well-being, a level of consciousness that is filled with new possibilities. If you're ready to move forward and heal the whole of you, give us a call at 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909. There's great benefit to raising consciousness in your environment. You feel a higher sense of well-being, sleep and meditate more deeply, boost your natural healing ability, increase focus, concentration, and creativity. You can have these results in your living and working space with Focused Life Force Energy Innovations. Experience Focused Life Force Energy for yourself in a free 15-day trial with no strings attached. To apply, go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on Conscious Partner at the top of the homepage. Rob and I are on this program and loving it. We feel more joy and happiness, a higher sense of well-being, and we're sleeping better. And we've also noticed our animals are more playful and energetic. Make your home a healing sanctuary, or take the good feelings, high consciousness energy with you on your cell phone with the FLFE program. Don't forget to get your free trial today at ConsciousTalk.net in the Conscious Partners section.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, where everything that happens to you transforms into everything is for you.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power PH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then, you'll be amazed on how PowerPH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. PowerPH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If PowerPH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA, BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
On the path to good health and well-being, Alternative Talk 1150 is the station for you.
Hey, welcome back, and you are listening to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference, and thanks for tuning in. And if you're just tuning in, well, you can hear all of this show by either listening to a podcast or going to our website, ConsciousTalk.net, and putting in Dr. Devana Vedre in the search engine, and all her shows will come back. They'll show up, and you can click on it and download it for free, so you won't miss out on a thing. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears. And we are here with Dr. Devana Vedrea. This is Down to Earth Spirituality. We do once a month here on Conscious Talk. And we are exploring this Just Move On. And Devana, it just seems that so many themes that we've talked about over the years have evolved to get us to this place.
Yes. And I wanted to bring up something that we ended the last segment in, is that you mentioned, Brenda, the hubris mm-hmm. of the human being. And to understand that it's part of the deepening of trust. Mm-hmm. That part of the human motion forward is that we rely primarily on our minds. And our minds are very successful in a very limited way in taking the past, projecting it in the future, getting us to empower it, and repeat. Mm-hmm. To the point that we often feel like it knows what it's doing. And that the divine clearly doesn't, because the divine's not linear. The mm-hmm. divine is not predictable, mm-hmm. and it's unlimited. All things that, for the most part, we're highly uncomfortable with.
Right.
And so it's very convenient to go, oh, you know, I know better. I could do better by myself.
Right. Well, we know better. We know better than you do.
Right. And so to understand that part of the motion forward is that we'll hit that place where when we're 300, 400, 500 times looking at a pattern and we're thinking, you know, why can't we let it go? You know, why do we continue to repeat? That part of that movement, part of that inquiry is bringing to us an awareness of where we are not surrendering. Where we're still holding the reins and where we're still not trusting, where we're still believing that we on our own can suss it out. We can figure this out. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the greatest reasons we repeat our patterns, is because in that I can figure it out, I can't trust spirit, I can't trust the divine, I can't trust my own intuition. It doesn't give any space for that influence to come in and help us to uplift mm-hmm. or to help us to surrender and let it go. Mm-hmm. And so that arrogance is part of what tends to get in our way. Mm-hmm. And we will do it over and over and over when all that's really required is not for us to figure it out, but simply to capitulate that we can't.
There you go. Yeah. To be in, it's okay to not know. It's okay to not figure it out. To be in that space of, I just don't know. I can't figure this out. It's, I give up. I just let it go. I give it over, basically, when we just surrender to it.
Yes, and in that acknowledgement, it's like the gears around it, the steel box of the pattern starts to let go.
Right. Yeah.
It sounds like you're saying we're powerless, but we're sitting in power.
The dichotomy of it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Love those paradoxes. Got to
yes.
I know.
But this is so true. If we can't figure it out, then we are powerless. But our power is in surrendering it over and giving it over, just letting it sit. That's our power, because that's, like you said, then that steel box, that steel starts to melt away. And guess what? We find there's answers that come in. There's things that we're given or wisdom that we receive. And like you said before, Devana, it comes in all sorts of ways. It's not
yes.
something your mind should sit and figure out, because then you're right back in another box.
Yes, and it liberates a tremendous amount of energy.
Yes, it does. Well, we're running off to another break, but we have more, so stick with us. We're with Dr. Devana Vedree.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
This is Conscious Talk, where zero point is the point of it all.
If you're like us, you really appreciate companies that are sustainable, caring, and conscious. This describes Aloha Bay, a company not only guaranteed by the World Fair Trade Organization, but also donates a portion of their sales to Doctors Without Borders and other great causes. Some of the amazing products made by Aloha Bay include Himalayan salt table and bath products, chakra candles, Himalayan salt lamps, feng shui votives, and much more. A majority of the jar candles are hand-poured into recycled glass, scented with 100% pure essential oils, mini certified organic. Aloha Bay is an employee-owned company whose products are not only affordable, but beautiful and deliciously scented. To learn more and order their amazing products, visit AlohaBay.com. That's AlohaBay.com.
Bringing good vibes to the Puget Sound and the world. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, welcome back. You are still listening to Conscious Talk, but oh, have you just joined us? Well, don't despair. You can hear this show over and over again for free in the archives at ConsciousTalk.net, or just put Devana Vedree or just Devana in the search engine. You'll find her page. Click on her name. And the play button is there. It will be there. And there are many others. You may want to catch up on a lot of these past sessions with Dr. Devana Vedree. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. And we are here with Dr. Devana Vedree. And we're talking to bit today about just move on. Question mark, question mark, question mark. Can we just move on? And as Devana's been explaining to us, if you're just tuning in, well, we can, but we have to let go and be with it first so we can learn from whatever it is and grow from whatever it is. Then we don't have to keep bringing it back. Isn't that basically it in a nutshell,
Devana? So you're saying just don't drag it on.
Or maybe you need to.
Or
maybe you need to.
Exactly. But that's what I mean. To not judge your own process, timing, all of that. And to understand that there will be things that will work for other people. And you'll think, okay, I'm going to go do that because I would rather call it in than experience it or feel it. And not all things work for all people. Mm-hmm. And I bring this up because there's a tendency to want to call in your evolution. I'll just phone it in.
Yeah, right.
And the point is to go just the opposite. To allow yourself to feel your feelings, to deepen in your own motion. And so in terms of movement, to embrace it, love it, make peace with it, and let it go. Mm-hmm. If you find that you don't want to embrace it, that's a good piece of awareness, because that lets you know that that's where the work is. If you can't love it, I mean, really love it, be so enamored with it, then that's where your work is.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't make peace with that it's existed for 50, 60 years, or that you're at this stage of your life and you're now really attending it, then that's where you would work. Letting it go is actually, when you've done those other three, the easiest thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because organically, you just drop it.
Right.
But the movement forward in terms of a consciousness pattern, in terms of your evolution, it requires that it be embraced, loved, and made peace with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, the been there, got the T-shirt in the spiritual motion doesn't quite do it.
I remember, Devana, when I was going through the third bout of cancer and I went in and meditated and I actually connected with the cancer and asked it what it wanted, and it said it wanted love. That, even though it scared me, right down to my whatever, and I was afraid if I loved the cancer, it would make it spread all over, and that was my mind. But when I finally realized and went in and, you know, talked to it again and it, you know, and made peace with it finally, and it was a process, that's when the big shift in my health came. And that sounds so simple. That wasn't simple. It wasn't easy. It was very challenging. But that was really the highest message I could have received. And that's what you're really talking about.
Yeah, we have often said that and heard you say that the answers are within.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess the messages are there, but we have to engage.
And we have to ask.
Yeah.
Yes, and the movement of it, and this is where it gets misunderstood, is when you love something, you think, like what you thought, is that that current state would just spread, right?
Right, right.
But love uplifts.
Yes.
So it takes those cancer cells and it uplifts them to their next expression.
Right. It was a transfer. I heard when I asked and went back in and asked and really talked with it and shared my fear. And what I heard was that love doesn't make anything grow. It transforms everything it touches. And I went, aha, there's a transformation being asked for here, not an expansion of more cancer cells, but like you said, an upliftment, a transformation.
And you see, what that can look like in the body is when love is brought to the body, when love is brought at that deep cellular level, what can occur is what we call apoptosis, whereas if the next expression of those cells, the upliftment, is that the cell dies, then the cell dies and the body absorbs it.
Mm-hmm.
If the upliftment is that that cell is healed into a more normal functioning cell, then that's the upliftment.
Mm-hmm.
To understand that as things are uplifted, they're brought back into balance, they are corrected.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can think in terms of love as an upliftment, then it motions something into a higher and higher state, which is going to be more and more life.
Yes.
And one of the challenges in the human experience is that sometimes when we're at the end of our life, that looks like we die our body because that is our next most loving motion.
Yes.
And so it's important to understand that in terms of love, it uplifts. it restores balance. Mm-hmm. And the power of that, when we allow that a place front and center in our focus, is tremendous. It can heal relationships. It can give us the courage to look at a pattern, embrace a pattern, make peace with it. The power inherent in love, in that vibration and frequency, is miraculous. It's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And so the more we can open to that, the more we can allow that, and the more we can acknowledge that for the most part, we know nothing about it.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
will really open us
yes.
to an exploration of it and an embrace of it, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Because so much of what gets in our way in terms of our healing is that we think we know.
Yes.
And then we just recreate and recreate and recreate and recreate.
Right.
Until we're so saturated with recreating, we'd rather do anything but the same thing.
Right on. And it's really what we where your question is, just move on, ? Not until the process is complete, right?
Yes. And only when it's complete. And complete not because of we think it's complete, but because it's complete at the level of love.
Yeah. Yes. Well, yes. I suppose now we'll be talking, are we there yet?
And you know, that we're not.
Yeah, apparently. Well, as I like to say, well, we're still on the planet, right?
Yeah.
So here we are,
here
still
we are.
In Earth school. Well, this has been great, Devana, you know, and as always, you bring things down to earth for us mm-hmm. and give us some direction and just the best questions to be asking. Well, if you want to
work with Devana,
yeah, on an individual basis, how do you do that?
They can give me a call at 425-741-2329, or they can email me at drdevana@comcast.net.
Well, there you go.
Very good.
And the website is drdivana.com. That's drdivana.com.
As always, Devana, from our hearts to yours, lots of love and thank you. And folks, lots of love to you. Have a beautiful day. We'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk. Have you ever wished there was a drug-free solution to inflammation and pain that was safe, easy, and didn't involve a doctor? Now there is. It's called the Avacin, and it's the best investment we've ever made. Others have described it as the ultimate anti-aging machine. This amazing FDA Class 2 clear device is changing lives by giving relief from pain and inflammation. Users place their hand inside a vacuum chamber, which uses negative pressure and heat to safely infuse heat into the circulatory system, raising blood temperature approximately 1 degree, which reduces blood thickness and increases microvascular circulation. This is where the body heals, gets its nutrients, and pain and inflammation are reduced at the core level. To find out more, go to nulifeventures.com/intentional healing or call 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909 for all the information you need on the Avacin medical device.
If you're on a journey from head to heart, then you're listening to Conscious Talk.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.